everyone. Welcome to Five More Minutes, the show where two friends relive their childhoods, or in some cases, learn about everything they missed out on. I'm Kendra.
And I'm Scott. And then I think you had something really fun to talk about right after that.
So the week this comes out, I'm most likely recovering from an 8-day road trip where I went on numerous hikes in our national parks that I plugged at the end of the last episode.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah. So I've seen the arches. I've drank a Coors in the Rockies.
How did it taste?
I'm sure it tastes great.
Oh, nice.
And in episode 10, I will actually tell you these things.
Oh.
Because I will have actually done them. Because right now it is July 5th. Oh. And this episode comes out on, let's see, the 22nd.
Oh boy.
I've been
sneak peek.
I've been 30 for a week and a half.
Oh wow. Impressive.
Yeah. But yeah, we're recording a couple episodes in advance because we ran out of that, and I'm going on a road trip and I don't want to bring the computer.
That would be pretty crazy to have you like set up and like,
I mean,
B&B or
I mean,
set you up out in the park.
I mean, that's what I did for our first episode, really. But true. I'm not going by myself this time. So I feel like Matilda wouldn't be down for me having to take like a 2.5-hour break to record a podcast episode.
Oh, okay.
You know,
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. You got to be considerate, you know. And speak of the Call of Duty, Ian just sent a text.
What does he want?
He wants to know if anyone's gonna play.
Oh,
he must be bored.
I guess we'll find out.
I feel like he only asks when he's like actually bored.
Perhaps I probably won't know if I'll be on until, even if I do, it probably won't be until like 9, I'm guessing.
Anyways, I've done a lot of really cool stuff.
Yeah.
Before this,
how
episode
many parks
comes
are
out.
You going to in those 8 days?
I don't know for sure what we're doing. We're going to Moab and Zion and Arches for sure. But we're spending like a day and a half to 2 days in like each of those areas. And there's a lot of parks. So, you know, Matilda made me do all of the Airbnb stuff. So she can pick the hikes if she wants.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm just really excited about the Coors and the Rockies. And seeing my boss from the writing center, who I haven't seen since 2014.
Ooh, it's been a while, man.
Yeah. She used to let me borrow her lotion all the time.
I don't know how you borrow lotion, but.
Well, yeah, I used it. Well, because, okay, you know, I get really dry hands in the winter.
And I know, you just can't give it back is what I was implying.
She had this really good lotion that she ordered from some spa she went to somewhere, and she would just like order like big jugs of it. And she had like a little mini one that she filled up and gave to me so that I could always use the good lotion.
Oh, look at that. That's
yeah.
Cute.
Yeah. Knowing me, I probably still have that somewhere because I keep really weird things. But I haven't actually told Matilda that we're doing that yet, but
yeah,
I'm pretty excited.
Just figure it out.
I guess I told you that in real life the other day, didn't I?
True. Okay. Well, we also got to show off our frisbee golf skills this weekend. How'd you feel about that?
I don't like that Ian is not good, but somehow does better because he gets really good rolls.
Dude, he's at the end of that, though, he had some really good throws. He's starting to figure it out.
I just need to not release so high.
Yeah, and get some more power on there.
It's probably because I'm throwing it left-handed. I don't think I get as much power, but like my control is better than if I try to throw it right-handed. Like I.
Interesting.
You don't believe me?
No.
You've been being really hostile lately.
I don't know how that's hostile. I would just put money that if you were to like absolutely try with both arms, that your right would be slightly better.
I don't think so. But next time we go, I'll play every hole with both hands.
With both hands? How, what, are you going to play each hole twice?
Yep.
Or are you just going to alternate arms?
No, I'm just going to play every hole twice.
Oh, okay. So today we're going to be talking about Dragon Ball, which Kendra has watched a couple episodes of, so she's not totally in the dark on this. but
about 6 episodes last summer.
Yeah, but before that, she had pretty much zero knowledge. Is that fair to say?
I knew that Dragon Balls were orange.
There you go. Okay, you had a little bit.
Yeah.
So this will be a good one because I really like Dragon Ball. That was probably one of the main ones I watched growing up. So I actually reread it just a few years ago as well.
Wait, you can read it?
It started as a manga.
Oh, I feel like, yeah. I need that.
So some fun facts about Dragon Ball. In Japanese, it's Doraigan Boru, which is just fun to say. So, yeah, you can bust that out whenever you want.
All right.
It is a Japanese media franchise, and it was created by Akira Toriyama
in
1984. Yes, he is very famous manga creator and, you know, illustrator now.
I've never read a manga. But I do know that you start at the back.
That is true. You go in reverse order. Very confusing. So the original manga was both written and illustrated by Toriyama, and it was serialized in the Weekly Shonen Jump from 1984 to 1995. Oh, yeah. The original 519 chapters were collected into about 42 individual books by the end of it. Yeah, a lot of material. So one of the fun things I discovered was apparently it was originally inspired by a classical 16th century Chinese novel called Journey to the West. And to give you the real Cliff Notes version, it is about a traveling monk that goes west to collect Buddhist sacred texts. And he runs through, you know, like turmoil and trials and tribulations to get them. Along the way, he has people help and protect him, and the overall story kind of emphasizes enlightenment and cooperation.
So in the manga, there's no Dragon Balls?
This is the story that he used as inspiration to make it from the 16th century.
Got it. All right. I missed that.
Slightly different. All right. Now that we're on the same page.
Okay.
The manga was originally adapted and divided into two anime series produced by Toei Animation. And so this is where they were split into Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z. So they could have kind of two different runs of it. And those were broadcast in Japan from 86 to 96. Along the way, they're
both of them at the same time.
Well, Dragon Ball Z just runs directly after Dragon Ball. So that those years are all of it kind of put together.
Got it.
Yep. And along the way, there was like 20 animated feature films, 3 TV specials, 2 different anime sequels, which were Dragon Ball GT and then Dragon Ball Super.
Gran Torino?
It was Grand Tour is what it stood for. Yep. And I still don't really know why they called it that. I mean, allegedly, it was because they're traveling to like different planets and going on a grand tour of the universe to get their stuff done, but it was still kind of a weird name choice, if you ask me.
Makes sense. I mean, it makes sense that it's weird.
Yeah. And then Dragon Ball Super, which actually just got done a few years ago in 2018, and I think they're gonna continue more animated stuff with that coming up here.
Wait, you mean they were still making stuff and it just got done recently?
Yep, they made Dragon Ball Super, which is after the events of Dragon Ball Z, and that was pretty recent. Like I said, the actual run of the TV anime got done in 2018.
Oh.
Yeah, so they're still going strong. And then they just had the, you know, the most recent movie was just a year or two ago, the Broly movie. Overall, it has become one of the highest grossing media franchises of all time. I looked at my fancy list because Pokemon, we talked about, is obviously the top at estimated $100 billion. But Dragon Ball is about $12.7 billion. So it still makes the list, but it's obviously a little different.
12.7?
Yep. Oh, 27.7. I'm sorry. I misread that.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah. Just a little bit doubled that. So no slouch anyway. And it has sold manga in over 40 countries, and the anime has broadcast in more than 80 countries. And as far as manga goes, it is the third best selling of all time.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's pretty good, I think, probably.
Probably. It says about 260 million copies. So they're up there. And then kind of as a closing for fun facts on the actual manga and creation, it was widely regarded as the most influential manga of all time, with many artists and writers stating that it was a source of inspiration for their works.
Oh.
Yeah. So
look at that.
Shout out to Akira there. And then
Akira.
What's that?
I just said Akira.
Oh, okay. Shouting them out.
Yeah.
Okay. So then I thought we could at least go through the plot of Dragon Ball. We're going to kind of stop at Dragon Ball in this one. We won't go through all the way to Dragon Ball Z because there's a lot of stuff here.
Oh, yeah.
So if you saw a few episodes, you know that the series follows the adventures of the protagonist, Son Goku, from his childhood through adulthood as he trains in martial arts.
No, he's not training in martial arts. He's getting his grandpa's ball back.
But he also does the training in martial arts along the way.
All I got was, I got to get my grandpa's ball back.
Well, he does that as well. So he is a young boy with a monkey tail. And he is incredibly strong for his size, as people know that run into him.
Mm-hmm.
So most of his childhood is spent away from civilization. He kind of lives in the woods with his grandpa. And until he...
But do we ever learn all of this or just through flashbacks?
Like which parts?
I mean, because his grandpa... Wait, or does he start in there with his grandpa?
No. Like where the manga takes off, his grandpa is already passed.
Oh, but is the show like that?
No, it tells you, it gives you like hints and alludes to it later, but it never has like an actual flashback that shows you, I don't think.
Oh.
Yeah. But that being said, it might. I remember a couple of shots of it showing Grandpa Gohan, but it doesn't dive too far into it. So he's pretty much raised in the woods with just his grandpa, and he meets a girl named Bulma, who stumbles on him and wants him to join her in exploring the world to find the Dragon Balls. And the Dragon Balls are these magical, you know, like crystal orange balls almost that have stars in them. And they are said to unleash a wish-granting dragon if you get all seven of them together.
Oh.
Yes. So that is what Bulma wants to do. She wants to gather them to see if the myths are true and to make a wish. And like you mentioned, Goku pretty much just wants to find his grandpa's Dragon Ball that he had grown up.
How old is the chick supposed to be?
It was either 14 or 16.
How does she know all of this?
It states in the synopsis that she's like a kind of a genius. So she's just kind of researched and heard like urban legends and stuff like that. So she wants to see if it's true.
How old is Goku?
He's 12 when it starts.
Okay. Because I feel like he is really into her, like, panties or something.
Well, you got to realize that this is, like, the first time he's ever seen a girl. Otherwise...
It's the first time he's ever seen a girl?
Yeah, he was raised totally alone in the woods with just his grandpa.
Oh.
Yeah. He purposely kept them away from society and cities and stuff.
I see.
Yep. So, yes, and like I mentioned, he was raised by Grandpa Gohan, and he had already passed away before the show and the manga began, so like you mentioned, you don't really get to see him. And during his time that he was raising Goku, his grandpa had one of the Dragon Balls, the four-star ball. So that's all that Goku knows, is that he wants to get the four-star ball back because he's lost it.
Is that how come the four-star ball is like the best one or whatever?
I don't know if it's the best one. It's just the one that he has a connection with. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, which one did Ian or someone say was the best one?
I don't know. Someone said there's a best one.
Yeah, when we were at your house because I made you all those coasters.
Oh. I don't know. Probably just preference on number. Beats me.
Which one's your favorite?
I don't know. 7. I like the number 7.
Yeah. Knew you were going to say that. You're predictable too.
Oh man, so predictable. So after Goku joins up with Bulma, this little dude called Emperor Pilaf starts heckling them.
Is that the pig guy or the dog guy or whatever?
No. If you go, I do have a little slideshow on this one that's in the folder if you want to pull it up. But on the first slide, I got a few pictures, and it is Emperor Pilaf's that little blue guy.
Oh.
Yep. And then his little henchmen are, what is it, May and I forget what the dog's name is. Shao. Yeah. Shao the ninja dog. So these guys show up and they start heckling them because they want to get the Dragon Balls too, and they want to use them for like taking over the world and general evil things.
Why wouldn't you want to?
Yeah, exactly. Why not? So soon after they start dealing with him, they kind of have fights here and there, but Goku's ridiculously strong. So he just kind of keeps them at bay, and they get mad and, you know, do the classical enemy thing where they just kind of retreat and then come bother him again later. So
classic
formula. And then soon after, Goku and Bulma traveling together meet Master Roshi, who is also on that slide.
And who is the only person who I continually reference over and over and over again.
That is true. But basically, they meet a little a talking turtle. I didn't put a picture of him on here, but it turns out that he's friends with Master Roshi. So they help the turtle find the way home. And as thanks, Master Roshi gives Goku the Flying Nimbus, which is a magical cloud that can only be ridden by people who are pure of heart.
Oh.
Yeah. So Master Roshi can't ride it because he's an old perverted man. And Bulma also tries to ride it, but she can't either.
But so Goku's pure of heart?
Yep. He's like,
ow.
Because he's just like this innocent, nice boy, you know, he doesn't know any evil in his heart.
Does he ever become unpure?
I don't think so. Yeah, I mean, he obviously fights and hurts people, but he only does that to evil, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. So they give him the Flying Nimbus, and then they also, Master Roshi also gives him his necklace, which has a Dragon Ball on it. So that was kind of his thanks for helping the turtle home. And we're kind of moving a little bit. There's obviously a lot of back and forth in between some of these events of messing around with Pilaf and doing all this other stuff. But we're kind of moving through all that because that would be probably a little too much. Kind of after this, another character of note, they meet Oolong, who I think is the person you mentioned. He's a shapeshifter that is terrorizing one of the local villages. And
he's a shapeshifter?
Yeah. And he's that little...
I thought he was just a pig.
Yeah, he's that little pig man. But he can shapeshift. I forget. He has some kind of a time limit, so he can shapeshift for a certain amount of time before he reverts. But he's been terrorizing this village and shapeshifting into monsters and stuff so that they give him things. Or otherwise he's threatening to take them down. And so Goku deals with him to help out the village. And then afterwards, they bring him along with them as well because Bulma wants to use his shape-shifting powers. She thinks they'll be helpful in gathering the Dragon Balls. So he joins their merry little band. One thing of note, I guess the whole time he's with them, though, he's like, you know, he doesn't really want to be there. And he keeps thinking of ways to steal the Dragon Balls and try to make off with them while they're there. But along their travels, they get out into like, it's like it was like the Diablo Desert or something. Yeah. Oh, wow. I pulled that out of nowhere. But
wow. Look at you.
Yeah. Look at me. Got some memory. So out here, they meet picture number 4 on the first slide, Yamcha and Puar. And they want to basically, they see people out in the desert and they're kind of the bandits out here and they just want to rob them when they come through. So they challenge them. I forget what Puar's deal is, but he's kind of that little floating cat boy.
Mm-hmm.
And so Goku fights Yamcha and he beats Yamcha and then they kind of just continue. And along the way, they're kind of collecting other Dragon Balls. So they have a few in their possession. It's kind of gathering more attention as they go. But then after this, Goku revisits Master Roshi because people told him to go here to learn like martial arts and new techniques. And so Master Roshi teaches him the Kamehameha wave.
The what?
Or he'll say like Kamehameha.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's like it's pretty much the most iconic attack that's in the show.
It's an attack? I thought it was a wave.
Well, a wave of energy, if you will. So it's that
okay. It's
that one you always see with the beam and they're holding their hands like that.
Oh.
Yeah. So Master Roshi teaches him that attack and then he uses that for training and basically, like I mentioned, it launches a beam of energy at the opponent with like a big destructive force. And you have to be pretty powerful and a good martial artist to use it.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think we're good enough martial artists to use it?
I don't think I am, unfortunately. I got some training to do.
Dang.
Yeah. I don't know about you.
I can.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. That's simple.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So after he learns that, their next stop, they meet the Ox King and his daughter. And he's in possession of a Dragon Ball out of his village, I believe. But he's that first one on slide number 2.
This is definitely beyond where I watched.
Big beefy guy. He's got the helmet on. I don't know if you can see that little picture in his hand, but that's his daughter, Chi-Chi. And he's very, very proud of his daughter and this and that.
Cool.
But after their events here, they kind of deal with, they have a little tussle, Goku and the Ox King. And then they're able to get their 6th Dragon Ball from that village.
Wait, they already have 6 as far into the show?
Yes. They get them pretty quick, actually.
But they haven't gotten the 4th one back yet?
I don't think so. I think that's like the last one they get.
Okay.
But they might have had it at this point. I just know they had 6 because then the next thing they do is now that they have all 6, Emperor Pilaf steals them and he gets the last one. So he now has all 7 of them. So that's no good.
What's he going to do?
He wants to wish for basically, you know, like world domination and all that normal stuff that bad guys want.
So he's like Thanos kind of.
I guess so, but Thanos. He's like a really inept.
Why did I say that
right? Thanos. But
except Thanos was trying to save the world to some degree.
Yeah, by destroying it. But Pilaf doesn't really have any powers of his own. He kind of relies on his little henchmen, and even they're not very strong, so they don't have too much of a chance. They use like big robot machines to try to fight Goku and all that kind of stuff, like shoot missiles at him and, you know, just overall fun things. So now it's
missiles
bad news.
Are fun.
Yeah, exactly. But now it's bad news because he has all 7 and he's setting up to make the wish. So they're trying to stop him. And right before he can make his wish, Goku is exposed to a full moon. And that transforms him into a huge alien gorilla.
So he's like a werewolf.
Kind of. It's like a were-gorilla. They called it the Uzaru, is what the...
The what?
Oh, now I gotta read it again. It's like O-O-Z-A-R-U, Uzaru.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they call the great ape.
All right, I guess.
Yeah, but when he's in this form, he's like rampaging and destroying, and he doesn't really have any regard for, you know, who he hurts, so he's like attacking everybody.
Uzaru.
So... He doesn't.
So he really is like a werewolf who like loses their sense of humanity when they transform.
Yeah, exactly. So he destroys a whole bunch of stuff. Things are going crazy. They end up cutting off his tail, and that reverts him back to a human.
Forever?
Not necessarily. So
okay.
After he comes back, just like you were saying with the werewolf thing, he has no memory, doesn't remember anything that happened, all that good stuff. And it's actually discovered that when he was younger, his grandpa Gohan told him never to look at the moon. Never, ever. And then he did one day, and then he rampaged as a gorilla out in the middle of the woods with his grandpa. He was actually how his grandpa died, was him on a rampage.
He killed his grandpa?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I was just about to say he lived such a sheltered life with no moons and no ladies. But
there were still moons out there.
So did he only have to not look at it?
Yes, if he looks at it directly with his eyes, that's what triggered it.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's not like the moonlight hits him and it does it. He has to like take it in through the eyeballs.
And how did his grandpa lose the ball?
I don't remember if it was like part of that incident that everything got destroyed and like scattered.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's all fun. And then after they get him out of his ape form, you know, Pilaf still has the Dragon Balls and he's still about to make his wish. So Oolong, the pig boy, he tricks the wish-granting dragon and he wishes for women's panties instead. And so that the dragon only grants one wish, and that's what he did.
Oolong did that?
Mm-hmm.
But how did he get them?
He didn't get them. He was just in the same place. Like when they summon the dragon, it just comes from the sky, like right there.
Oh.
And then anyone can like talk to it. And so he just blurted it out before Pilaf could use his wish. And so he got some nice women's panties. And then the dragon disappeared and the Dragon Balls all scattered again. Because every time you make a wish, they all scatter to different corners of the globe.
Oh.
Yep.
And then people just find them.
Yep. People just find them. Bulma kind of develops a Dragon Ball radar because she's techie like that. And then they can.
Like a copdar.
A copdar.
Yeah, that's when people can sense cops.
Hmm. I've never heard of that.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
A copdar?
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
I don't know why you don't believe me.
I mean, is it a device?
No, it's like a sensibility. A sense. It's like, you know how you're driving, you just know there's going to be a cop, so you slow down and then there is one.
Oh, I see.
Haven't you ever done that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, normal places they hang out.
Or how you're really good and you can just tell by like their headlights, which is a little harder to do now than it was back in the day.
True. Okay.
I don't know. Scott always thinks I'm crazy. I don't understand.
Well, why. I'm just trying to figure out if you like this thing that you were talking about was like an actual device people use in their cars.
It's a device in my nog nog.
Okay. So you made up the name is kind of what I was getting at.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure there are some. There's like apps where people can say when they last saw cops.
And yeah, stuff. There is. There used to be that feature on Google Maps, I think. I think they got rid of it because, you know, obvious reasons. But yeah. So after all the Dragon Balls scattered now, and one other thing to note is that the Dragon Balls are inert for a year after a wish, so they can't be used again immediately. So Goku decides to go train with Master Roshi after this. And this is also when he meets Krillin, the little bald guy. I think I got a picture of him too. Yeah, I do. That was how he looked originally in the manga. That was his original design. So he's a short, stubby little bald guy, kind of modeled after like a Shaolin monk because he's got the six dots on his forehead. So yeah, Krillin becomes his best friend and they're training together doing really ridiculous
stuff.
Best
friends?
Yeah. They don't necessarily start that way, but they spend a lot of time training together at Master Roshi's and, you know, doing really ridiculous stuff. So yeah, then they become friends. And even in the brand new stuff, Krillin's still Goku's best friend.
Snap.
Yeah.
That's a friendship built for the ages.
That's right. So they spend their time under vigorous training, and they enter the World Martial Arts Tournament to test their skills afterward.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Getting real crazy here. So kind of a summary. Obviously, Goku easily beats his opponents to get into the final match because he's so strong. I believe Krillin wins a match, and then he has some trouble with the second guy and gets kicked out. But the rules of the tournament is obviously you can't kill anyone. And there is a ring. So you can either get knocked out or you get knocked out of the ring and land on the ground. And either way, you get eliminated. So.
Eliminated.
Yep. So Goku makes it to the final match. And if you look on the slide, his opponent is Jackie Chun.
Ah.
Yep. Pretty cool. So they have a crazy, incredible battle. Yeah, it goes on for quite a while. I'm kind of selling it short, but
look at their pecs.
Their pets?
Pecs.
Oh, yeah. It's all that training, you know?
Yeah, I guess so.
So, but look how different Krillin looks right there than on the picture on the left, just in that short amount of time.
Yeah, wow.
So.
Yeah, he looks weird. Like his face.
Krillin, are you talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is like, it is actually a running joke in the manga and the anime that they make fun of him for not having a nose.
Well, that's their fault.
Yep. And he never has like the whites of his eyes colored in. His eyes are always flesh colored like that.
But in the middle picture, he's got whites of his eyes.
No, it's just like the shine of the, you see the little shine on his forehead.
Yeah.
That's all it is. He never has them.
Oh.
I don't know why. Character design. But. So Goku's fighting Jackie Chun in the championship fight. But the fight goes on so long that it becomes night again. And during the fight, Goku sees the moon. And he transforms into an ape again.
He transforms into an ape in the middle of the fight where he's not supposed to kill people?
Yes. So obviously.
How can he be pure of heart if he killed his grandpa?
Because he didn't control it. It's not like he did it on purpose. Goku's a big old ape again. This is obviously a problem because of all the people around for the tournament. So Jackie Chun destroys the moon so that Goku can't transform.
How do you just, I'm going to just shoot my gun at the moon and destroy it?
Well, it wasn't so much a gun as he did the big old energy blast up into the sky and killed the moon.
At the moon?
Uh-huh.
Come on. That's like the most unrealistic thing so far. Turning into a gorilla is more realistic.
Well, I mean, I've left a lot of parts out that probably would be less realistic, but also shooting beams of energy out of your hand.
I can do that though.
Oh, okay. So that's pretty normal for you, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. So he destroys the moon. Luckily, Goku transforms back because he can't do it without the moon. And then ultimately, Goku loses the fight by a slim margin.
How dare he?
Yep. But it turns out that Jackie Chun was actually Master Roshi all along.
What?
Yeah.
I guess he's got the same beard.
Yep, same beard. He just put on a wig, basically.
Why was he there? Why was he disguised?
Because he didn't want his students to know that they were fighting against him.
Oh.
Yeah. So at the end, I believe, if I remember correctly, Krillin figures it out that it was him, but Goku's so naive and kind of dumb that he never puts two and two together.
That's rude of you to say.
Well, you would understand. It's just Goku. But yeah, Master Roshi takes him out and treats him to food afterwards. Yay.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool.
It'd be cool if after every podcast episode, you took us out for food.
That'd be kind of hard for our distance, but we'll see what we can do. So after this, Goku decides to go out on his own and search for his grandpa's Dragon Ball again. Because now time has passed.
What happened to the chick?
They kind of went their separate ways after the wish was done, because that was kind of all she was after. So she returned back to the city to, you know, she's like a scientist and
she's 16.
Yeah, I told you she's like a genius.
So is she ever in any of the episodes again?
Oh yeah, Oh. Yeah. She comes back periodically. And I mean, after this arc specifically, she's in it almost all the time. Oh. Yep. So this time he is pretty much by himself for this run, but to find the Dragon Balls, he has to pretty much fight the whole Red Ribbon Army is what it's called. So one thing I didn't know is Yamcha, the guy from the desert, he actually was ended up dating Bulma by the end of that tournament. Or it might have even been a little before, but yeah, they were dating. So it was real cute.
How old is he?
I think him and Bulma are about the same age. I think they're supposed to be like 16 to 18, kind of older teenagers.
All right. That's acceptable.
Yeah. Okay. So we made it through. Oh, right. So he has to go fight the Red Ribbon Army now because they are kind of this modernized militia that they've put together of really strong people. And they also want the Dragon Balls. So they're going through collecting a lot of them. So he has to go beat them and take the Dragon Balls back from them so they can't do what they want. So he fights through all kinds of enemies. He fights assassins. And he's actually got the picture on the next slide. His name was Tao Pei Pei.
That's cute. Can you cosplay as that?
Get that. That'd be a pretty easy outfit, I guess. But yeah, he pretty much...
It could probably be comfy.
It would be comfy. But basically, Goku ultimately is able to get through all these threats, eliminate them, and kind of just blows through the Red Ribbon Army. Along the way, he made some friends, and this little guy's dad was killed by the Red Ribbon Army. So after Goku gathers all the Dragon Balls, he brings them back, and he revives the boy's father with them. So he brings him back to life. And then he goes off to train more.
That takes a whole year?
The revive the wish happens instantly, but then to make another wish if you want to, you have to wait a year.
Yeah, so I mean it took a whole year for him to find the balls and make the wish and stuff.
Well, this had been a while because he had already trained for a good amount of time at Roshi's, then did the tournament, and then did this.
Oh.
Yeah, so time had been going by. After that, he's like, okay, I'm going to go train more because that's what Goku does. He trains all the time. So then the next tournament happens. So, you know, a year down the line. And they has new faces at this tournament, people that I don't know. And that's the next picture on the other slide. Tien and Chaozu are two of the notable people that show up for the tournament.
What is his pointy shirt thing?
I don't know. I think they were trying to make it look like kind of saggy, like tucked in, but they didn't do a very good job.
Yeah, I'd say.
So they're in the tournament and they're kind of top contenders.
Wait, so this is a new tournament?
Yep.
Okay.
They hold it. I keep seeing different numbers, but they hold it like every few years.
Got it.
So I think this is 3 years after the last tournament. Goku ends up getting, you know, he does pretty well in this tournament again. Jackie Chan is back. Yamcha fights. But Jackie Chun intentionally loses to Tien, this new guy, because he's very strong. And I believe he wants to see how Goku is going to do against him. And so then the final match is between Goku and Tien this time. And kind of a similar fashion, the fight goes on for a very long time. But Tien does eventually win.
Why does he always lose at the end?
He's just not quite strong enough, you know? Got to do more of that training. So, and Tien had a whole bunch of like crazy techniques. Like he was able to like manipulate his body to grow two more arms, fight like with four arms. He could make after images so he would move so fast you'd see multiple of him. So he had a whole bunch of like crazy techniques because his teacher was like that, a relative of that assassin that you saw in that picture. So, right after the tournament, on a somber note, it is discovered that Krillin was murdered.
Well, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
All of a sudden, dead. Krillin's dead. And so Goku is obviously very angry, goes a little bit crazy. It turns out an ancient evil force has kind of reawakened and returned to Earth. And its name is Piccolo Daimao. And it turns out his henchman is the one that killed Krillin. And if
what would they kill him for?
Fun. I think they just wanted to get to Goku because they knew he was strong and he was going to be a problem. But if you look on slide 4, that is Piccolo. They also call him King Piccolo. I mean, he was the closest thing that the Earth had to like a devil. And he was kind of...
He looks like an alien.
Well, actually he is. We get to that later. Well, in Dragon Ball Z.
He looks like one of those dudes in Space Jam.
Kind of. Yeah, I can see that. So he's back. He's doing evil things. He just wants to terrorize the world, destroy everything. You know, normal bad guy stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So after he shows up, Goku... it's kind of like a... Yeah, I guess I don't know if those are teeth. They're just like spikes. It's like an ornate thing.
No, the right above his head.
I'm not very zoomed in here. It might be because there is... Oh, yeah, because it looks like the arms, the end of his arms are little skulls, too. So, yeah, that's fun. So, basically, Goku's mad, so he wants to fight Piccolo right away. And so he initiates the fight, and then Goku ultimately loses that fight as well.
Jeez, does he ever win?
Well, I haven't gone over all his wins throughout the thing because he's obviously winning in other episodes to get Dragon Balls and stuff, you know. And he beat the whole Red Ribbon Army.
It doesn't seem like it. Doesn't seem like he beat someone it matters.
So after this, Piccolo wishes for eternal life from the dragon. And after his wish is granted...
Mm-hmm. Did he capture all the balls on his own?
I don't remember if he had captured on his own or if he had someone do it for him, but he has a whole bunch of minions that he brought with him, like little lizard men and little dragon men and all this other stuff. That, and one of those are what killed Krillin. So his wish is granted, and then Piccolo destroys the dragon Shenron, who is the wish-granting dragon. So he destroys him.
How?
He can destroy the Dragon Balls, and then they're just done.
So how do they have the show if there's no more Dragon Balls?
Well, we'll have to find out. So after this, Goku's still kind of out of commission. He got knocked the heck out. So while he's out, Master Roshi tries to seal away Piccolo, but he is also killed.
Why is everyone dying?
Because Piccolo's a bad dude, man.
But I thought Master Roshi was like a baller.
He is. He was. But I mean, you're fighting against an almost demigod devil. Hard to beat him. Yep. And then Chaozu, that little floating guy that was with Tien, he also dies.
Everyone dies.
Yeah, he's less of note though.
Why do you watch this?
Because it's good. So after Goku comes to and sees that everything is, you know, obviously a problem, he travels to Korin Tower, which is kind of like this sacred tower in the sky. And he has to convince like the guardian of that tower to let him drink some sacred water. And the sacred water kind of increases his powers and unlocks some of his potential. So that's his main goal right now, to try to beat Piccolo. And then in the meantime, Tien also tries to fight Piccolo to buy some time and, you know, to try to actually beat him. But he also loses. He is not killed. He is left very weak because right when Piccolo was going to kill him, Goku shows up again to try to save him and try to end it once and for all. And this time Goku does win and he kills him.
Wow, yeah. But everyone else already died.
Yep, everyone else already died. So when Piccolo dies, he leaves behind an egg.
An egg?
Yep.
Like from his body.
Yeah, from his energy, from his body, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. But it's kind of alleged that, you know, he's leaving behind some power and some evil that will come back later.
An evil egg.
So Goku decides to travel to Kami, who is essentially like as close to the of a god that this planet has. And he gets there and he's kind of like up in one of those sky towers as well. And when he gets there, he realizes he looks just like Piccolo. So he's like the same race that Piccolo is.
Who looks like Piccolo?
Kami, this god guy.
Okay.
Yeah. So he goes there and it's revealed that Kami is the good half of Piccolo. So they're like a symbiotic being where Piccolo's the bad, Kami is the good, you know?
Okay.
So he's like the good god. And then you had like the evil demon guy.
Mm-hmm.
So luckily, Kami has the power to revive the dragon. And Goku is able to wish his friends to life.
All of them?
Yep.
So they weren't dead for very long.
No. Pretty much wish for everyone that was killed by Piccolo to come back, and bam, they were back.
Oh, it's not quite as sad anymore.
Yeah. So Kami only does this on one condition. He says Goku has to stay here and train with him for the next 3 years for the next tournament because he knows that Piccolo left an egg and it's going to hatch Piccolo Jr. out of it, and he's going to have to fight him in the tournament.
But he's not going to be that old.
No, but he grows really fast.
So there's a whole season of Goku just training?
A season. I mean, they're not like making the whole... They're not making shows just showing him training for over and over again. You know, they do time skips. You dig?
Yeah.
So, he trains for 3 years. And then... Once the tournament's back on, he comes back. And there's also some new faces in this tournament. For example, Chi-Chi is back, the Ox King's daughter.
Oh.
Yeah. And back in the day when Goku was a kid and met her, she made him promise that he would marry her someday.
Oh.
Yeah. So she shows up to this tournament to participate. She's also a pretty good fighter. But she reminds Goku that he had promised to marry her, and she comes to collect, basically. You dig?
Mm-hmm.
So
how much time has passed since the first season?
I think he is Goku now, and this is like 18 or 19. So it's been about 7 years overall. So he actually gets put against Chi-Chi in the tournament. So he has to...
If you didn't see that one coming, you were...
Right.
You know.
So he has to politely beat her, which he kind of just ended up pushing her out of the ring so he didn't have to hurt her. And if you look into slides, number 6, actually the last one.
We skipped 5.
Yeah, we'll get back to that. You can see that how they looked as a kid and how they looked as adults. And, oh, so cute. Goku and Chi-Chi.
Wow. Yeah. Look at that.
Yep. So...
He looks frightened in this wedding.
Well, that's just Goku for you. So, and he makes it to the final battle, ultimately, which is Goku versus Piccolo Jr., kind of the evil left behind by Piccolo to try to take vengeance on his death. So the battle is super intense. A lot of the arena is destroyed. You know, crazy stuff goes on. But Goku ultimately wins his first tournament. So he is able to...
Took long enough. Jesus.
He is able to defeat Piccolo. So Goku does not kill Piccolo. And Piccolo decides to go train in the wilderness to fight Goku again in the future. And Goku allows him to, as long as he remains peaceful and does not go around destroying stuff. That is what Piccolo ends up doing. He goes out there, does the meditation thing. He becomes a big character in Dragon Ball Z later on. But ultimately, that is kind of the end of the arc that is known as just Dragon Ball. From here on out, it's Dragon Ball Z. So,
all right.
So yeah, that's kind of the Cliff Notes version of the original Dragon Ball. Did that bring you any questions or any desires to watch more of it?
I mean, I always meant to continue watching it. I just didn't.
Right.
I don't know. It just seems weird. Like, he just marries her.
Yep.
And the new baby Piccolo.
Yes.
why did he come from an egg?
That was pretty much just, that was how evil Piccolo left him. Like you said, I don't know. So
what happened with Kami after the training?
Kami just remained in, I forget what, the platform. He lives on that platform in the sky. I forget what it's called, but he just remains there. He oversees the world. So he just continues to do what he's always done.
And if he dies, can he make an egg?
I guess he probably could.
Because doesn't there always have to be something to balance Piccolo?
Yeah, he definitely would need a successor. Absolutely. And the other thing is if Kami dies, then the Dragon Balls do go away too.
Oh, like they would just disappear?
Yeah, because it's shown later on that he is the one that originally made them.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's why he was able to revive Shenron and do all that. But if he dies, that means all that goes away.
This is weird.
This is Dragon Ball.
Let's read the thing that it was based on.
Oh, man, that might be a tough read. 16th century.
I've read some pretty old stuff. It'd probably be nothing new for Kendra.
Probably true. We'll put it on the list.
We don't actually have a list.
That's true. We have a mental list. So the last picture in my slideshow was just to show you different stages of Goku. So that first one where he's jumping looking like a goofball is obviously, you know, right when it starts. I believe that second one is kind of his second tournament-ish. And then the third one over is how he looked when he fought Piccolo Jr. in the tournament. And then the one far on the right is how he looks in Dragon Ball Z.
Look at those muscles.
Oh, yeah, he gets all jacked. So it is, I don't know if I mentioned to you, but I don't think they even really talk about it until Dragon Ball Z anyway, but he's obviously an alien because of, you know, his crazy monkey powers and all that. And
was his grandpa an alien?
No, his grandpa found him in the woods.
Oh, it wasn't his real grandpa.
No, he just called him grandpa.
Because he was old.
Exactly. He was old. So he found him, and it's revealed later on that they are a race of kind of a warrior people called Saiyans. So I'm sure you've heard that.
There's a super Saiyan.
There is a super Saiyan. We get to that down the line. So that's kind of Dragon Ball in a nutshell. So I do have a little brief quiz for you here if you're ready for it.
I don't think I'm going to do very good, but hit me with it.
All right. Who created Dragon Ball?
Kami?
the manga.
Akira.
Yeah. Do you remember his last name?
Toe something.
Toriyama.
That.
Yeah. So when we start our little journey with Goku, what is weird about him?
He has a tail?
Yep, pretty much. He has a tail and he's strong. Do you remember what number Star Dragon Ball was his grandpa's?
4.
Oh yeah, you got that one. Easy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
This one, we'll see if you remember. What was the army he had to fight to get all of the Dragon Balls?
The Tau something. No, red, pink, red. Was there a color?
There is a color.
Red.
Yeah.
Red something.
Red Ribbon Army.
Right.
Ooh,
yeah.
The Ra. So, how did they stop Goku from being a rampaging ape?
They destroyed the freaking moon with a blast of energy.
And they did one other thing, because there was two separate events.
They cut his tail off.
There you go. Oh, yeah. And then bonus question, who is Jackie Chun?
Master Roshi.
Yay. Good job.
See, I feel like the questions you ask me are a lot easier than the questions
I Well, ask. I didn't want to ask you, like, specific years, because I gave you, like, 3 ranges of years in this.
Well, I gave you a lot of years, too.
I know. And you walked away to put your dog out, and I had some comments for you about your questions.
Why?
I don't know. I just thought it was funny.
Now I'm going to listen to it, and you're going to be rude to me?
It's not rude. It's just, like, so many years. I didn't keep them straight, so.
Yeah, I meant to keep watching it, but at least now I have more context. So
yeah.
Because there was just a lot going on.
True.
They were like flying through the air and his tail got really long and panties and boobies. And
there is a lot of, you know, obviously sophomoric humor in Dragon Ball.
I got a little turned off by the constant, I gotta get my grandpa's ball back.
Yeah. I mean, he's an innocent young kid. They say things like that all the time.
Pure of heart.
Exactly. So, yeah, that's kind of Dragon Ball. I guess we'll look in the future and maybe doing another one.
Let's play the card game.
Oh, yeah, we could learn how to play the card game. I forget. That would be kind of interesting to see.
How can you forget when you have so many?
I don't have near as many of those as I do Pokemon cards.
Remember that cool one I got?
Oh, yeah, I got that one. Sealed up in a sleeve. Good old Super Saiyan 4 Vegeta. You got anything you want to plug?
I just, I'm going to plug your local library.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, you should go to your local library, check out a good book, and thank your librarian.
There you go. Thank a librarian.
Yeah.
I guess I'll just shout out another podcast I listen to in the Your Mom's House family. It's Dr. Drew After Dark, so it's a fun one.
Dr. Drew?
Mm-hmm.
Not a real doctor.
Is a real doctor, actually.
What kind of doctor?
Like a medical doctor? I don't know. Like an actual doctor.
What does he talk about?
He talks about all kinds of things, but mostly they like send in messages or clips. They brought him on into like Your Mom's House podcast network because they were like showing him ridiculous clips of like people doing dumb stuff or getting hurt, and then he would like, you know, be mortified and say, oh my god, he probably broke like all of these bones and this and that. And it's just kind of funny to see him react to some of the clips or the messages that they send him. So it's a good time. It's kind of more on the comedy
this spectrum. Is a perfect example of how Scott and I do not listen to the same type of podcast.
Yep. Most of my podcasts are almost strictly comedy related. So
yeah, so like and subscribe to our show, download it, leave us a review on Apple. We'd appreciate that. If you have questions, comments, feedback, topic suggestions, you can send us an email to fivemoreminutespod@gmail.com. And you can follow us on Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram at 5mmpod.
Yeah, let me know what your favorite Dragon Ball character is.
And also let us know what your favorite ball number is.
Ooh, is it Grandpa's ball?
It might be for some people.
Ooh, spicy. Yeah, I guess other than that, thanks everyone for listening. Please keep up the engagement. Bother us, poke us. Tell us if we're doing a good / bad job. We'd love to hear from you.
Until next time.
Until next time. See you.